Tumura Chavav Amadeis. Let me read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hare zo tachas zo. Dealing with the basics of Tumura. This is what the Masecht is all about. Person says, tachas. You have in front of you two animals. Animal that is kodesh, animal that is chol, and you declare, Hare zo, the chulin animal, tachas zo, should be in place of the kodesh. That's it, you're in trouble. You've just violated every rule in the book. Chayav a double set of malchus. The original animal retained its kedusha, and the new animal, the animal of chulin, receives kedusha. And what expression have you used? Not the biblical expression of tumura. You've used the Mishnah's mechadesh, tachas, hare zo tachas. So the Mishnah is teaching us the word tachas is enough.
What's the biblical word?
Tumura, tumura, lo yachalifenu velo yomir. Do not chalipin, yachalifen, and yomir, which is another word for tumura, which is the sharish of tumura. So the Mishnah teaches us all different expressions which are valid. Hare zo tachazo, or tumuras zo, or chalifas zo, three expressions. Hare zo tumura. That's it. You've done it. You have accomplished, you have sinned, and you have accomplished what the Torah told you not to do. However, what are the expressions which are not a violation? Zo micholeles also. Let's say you say the word micholeles. It's a different word. It shall be exchanged. Lashon of chulin. Micholeles also ein zotma. That is not a violation. However, vimhoyo hektish palm. Let's say the source, the animal that has sanctity, is not an animal which is meant to go on the mizbeach. It only has kedushas domim, because when the person sanctified the animal, they already had a blemish. So in that case, yotzei l'chulin. So then the word mechulelis works. The word mechulelis is a word which works when you're dealing with kedushas domim. It does not work when you're dealing with kedushas haguf, but it does work when you're dealing with kedushas domim. But tzorch laso stam, you have to go and redeem. You have to exchange the value onto market. That's a different halacha, but the word mechulelis works with the word adam. Now the Gemara goes further. Lememra. Now let's start from the beginning of the Mishnah again. The Mishnah starts with Harezo Tachaso. Does this mean to say that Tachas Lishna de Atfusehu, that the word Tachas is equivalent to the word Tumura? You want to give sanctity to the new animal. Vira Minhu, we have a contradiction. Kodshe Bedekabayis. With regard to Bede Kavayis, if you have an animal that only has value, monetary value, it itself is not fit to go on the Mizveach. Omar, if you say the word Chalifazo, or you say the word Tumurazo, Loi Omar Klum. It's meaningless. The word Chalifas and the word Tumuras is a reserved word that only can work by Kodshei Mizveach, but Tachazo Michuleles Al tachazo or michuleles alzo devorav kayamin, it works. So the Gemara says, let me go with the Gemara and I'll explain. The Isla Gadaitoch Lishna Ditfusehi. If you are correct in your original understanding that the word tachas means to give new sanctity only in regard to kodshei mizbeach, how could it work then by bede kabayis? The Isla Gadaitoch Lishna Ditfusehi Maishna Resha Maishna Seifa. So the Gemara answers, it can go both ways. Okay, let me just summarize the Gemara to make a long story short. The Gemara tells us that, let me give a little more background. What are you trying to do when you make a tumura? You have in front of you two animals. You have the animal of Kodesh, animal of Chulin. You're trying to give real bona fide sanctity to the animal of Chulin. That's called tfuse, to attach, to infuse, imbue, to give real kedusha to your target animal. You need to use the correct term to accomplish your goal. What are the correct? So everyone agrees without exception that the word chalifas and the word tumura is a term which is where you attempt to take kedusha from animal number one and bring it over to animal number two. That's a given. The Mishnah also seems to say that the word tachas accomplishes the same thing. You bring, you tfusa, you attach a new kedusha to an animal. The problem is that we find in another Gemara that the word tachas does not give, attach kedushas haguf to an animal. The most tachas can do is to exchange a monetary value on an animal, but cannot give the higher level of sanctity of kedushas haguf. So we have a contradiction here in Masechet Emor, which says the word tachas works. The word tachas, the word which works to create kedushas haguf. On the other hand, we find another place where the word tachas cannot create kedushas haguf. The most tachas can do is to exchange. It's an exchange. This kedusha. There is a monetary value on object A. I'm going to remove the monetary value from object A and bring it upon object B, but not to actually accomplish the laws of Temura. So the Gemara's answers, it can be, the word tachas can go both ways. It all depends on the context. When it comes to the word Temura and the word Khalifas, those are more strict. Those words have only one meaning. But the word tachas,
basically generic then.
It all depends on the context. Sometimes it all depends on what you're doing. If you're dealing with kedushas damin, then it works. Then the monetary value is removed from object A and goes into object B. If you're dealing with an animal that's kodesh, kedushas haguf, it means to expand. The kedusha on the original animal remains, and now I'm giving a new kedusha to animal B. It can go both ways. That's how the Gemara ends. That's how the Gemara answers this question. Now, what do we want with all this? Here, we want all this, the nusach of kaparos. Every year, Erev Yom Kippur, there's a minig Yisrael, it's the Mechaber. I didn't bring the Mishnah Berurah, okay, we don't need the Mishnah Berurah now. It's a Mechaber, Mechaber says a person should not do kaparos. This is a chukas ha'amen. This is Avodah Zarah. What is it all about? You take an animal. The Ramah says, no. It's our custom to preserve this custom, the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, of Yosef Cairo, don't do this. Chukas Amen.
You knew about it already.
Of course you knew about it, of course you knew about it, but he says, don't do this. Do not, it's a whole Simon Shulchan Aruch, Simon Yom Kippur, Schilik Vav Mishnah Berurah, I forgot, Shin Reishay, whatever. The Mechaber says, do not practice, you should abandon this custom of Kapars. The Ramah disagrees. It's our custom. Semitic Ashkenaz, of course we do Minhag Kapparos. Mishnah Berurah discusses many details, goes into a long discussion about all the different problems with Shechita. Everyone's in a mad rush, Erev Yom Kippurim, you're not going to do a good Shechita. But the basic custom comes from Rashi. Rashi Masechet Shabbos already quotes this Minhag. It's interesting, Rashi says the Minhag was not to do it with chickens, the Minhag was to do it with wheat. They would plant grain in the summer, I don't remember the details, and then Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says the minhag was to do kaparis, not like we do today Erev Yom Kippur, but to do Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they took wheat, and the wheat was planted first, each individual would plant wheat for himself, and then before Rosh Hashanah they would take out the wheat, and they would twirl around their head 7 times, and this shall go, li'ibush shall go into, like a sur la'zazel, should go out, be thrown in the garbage, and that way I'll be spared. Something along those lines. Over time, that was over 1,000 years ago. Rashi lived end of the 11th century, beginning of the 12th century. So over time, obviously it developed to the point where instead of using grain and planting grain, people would take chickens. And they would twirl the chicken around their head a couple of times, and they would say, the chicken should be in my place, if I'm chayev misa, let the chicken receive the din misa, and they would slaughter the chicken, and they would give the chicken to anim, to the poor, and it became a custom to do this Erev Yom HaKippurim, and it's being that it's not always enough time Erev Yom HaKippurim, especially when there's so many chickens to do Shechita, so it became the custom. You can do it anywhere between Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Some learn that you do to the chicken for the Dalad Misa Spezdin. You throw the chicken on the ground, that is Sfilah, and then you pick it up. When you pick it up to do the Shechita, you're choking it partially, that's called Chenek, and then when you do Shechita, that's Herig. And then when you burn the feathers off it, you burn it, you roast it, whatever you do, that is sreifa. Yeah. So dalid misa spez that been done to the chicken, and let if the chas v'shalom there is a dinner upon the person for misa, then the misa should have been fulfilled on the chicken, and the person should go out l'chay. And there's a nusach. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the nusach, and the Rashi quotes the nusach, and all of the Maril quotes the nusach with different shinuyim. And what is the nusach we have in the art school sitter, right? You can't go wrong. Has come down through tradition all the way down. Ayam Azet, the art school sitter. Ze Khalifasi. Ze Tumurasi. Ze Kaparasi. Three things. Three expressions. This chicken, okay, you can do it with money, or whether the money is secondary, but basically you can do with the minig is do with
tachas.
Does not use tachas, exactly. Ze Khalifasi, Ze Tumurasi, Ze Kaparasi. Three expressions. Khalifa, Tumura, and Kapara. Now, here's the problem. Now, why do we say these three expressions? The Mishnah Berurah, I think the Mishnah Berurah means that. All the Sfarim brings that is because Chatach. The first letter of, I'm not into these things, don't get me wrong, I don't know from these things, but this is what it says in all the Sfarim. I have no understanding what this means. The first letter of Khalifasi is Ches. The first letter of Tmirasi is Tof, and the first letter of Kaprasi is Chof, which spells word Chatach. What is the significance of the word Chatach? It is it's a name of a Malach, Poseach Es Yodech. The last letter of Poseach is Ches. The last letter of Es is Tof, and the last letter of Yodech is Chof Chatach. Those words, Poseach Es Yodech Hashem Shavrachem upon us, there's a Kabbalistic tradition that the letters Chatach have great meaning. They're the last letters of Poseach Es Yodech, and we say in V'chol Ma'aminim, as you found in V'chol Ma'aminim, HaChoseich Chayim L'chol Choy. Hashem Choseich cuts life L'chol Choy. It means something. It means something. Choseich Chayim L'chol Choy. You don't want to play around with this. So therefore we say these three expressions, Zeh Chalifasi, Zeh Timurasi, Zeh Kaparasi, to bring out the three letters Chatach. This is what it says in virtually all of the traditional Sfarim, the Maril, all the Menachim of the Maril, this is what it says there, no one's going to play around with this. Chatach. Okay, fine. Problem. What are you trying to do? It's very clear from the Nusach, go to read the end of the Nusach, the Nusach says, let me read you the whole Nusach, Zeh Chalifasi, Zeh Tmanot, Zeh Kabrasi, Zeh HaTarnagol Yelech L'misa, Va'ani, I, the din misa that was upon me will be transferred to the chicken. I go free. Now let me ask you, tamura. How does tamura work? You start off with animal that's kodesh, and you attempt to remove the kedusha from the animal and bring the kedusha upon a second animal. What happens? You fail. You fail miserably. What happened? Not only does the original animal retain its kedusha, the new animal, the target animal, also gets kedusha. That's exactly what the Gemara is lashon hatfasa. Hatfasa means nothing has changed in the past. The source has not changed. You have just extended, created, brought into this world a new kedusha. That's hatfasa. And the Gemara makes it very clear which language was one used for hatfasa. Khalifasi, the word of and tamura. But tachas was problematic. On the one hand, tachas can mean hatzfasa, nothing of the source has changed, but tachas also can mean exchange. If you're dealing with kedushas damim, not with a carbon that goes on the mizbeach, dealing with an animal that has only kedushas damim, you want to remove the monetary value from this animal and transfer it to a different object. That works. That does work. When you do the meaning of kaparas, do you want to do chatzfasa or chilul? What are you trying to do? Chilul. Chilul means to remove the kedusha from where you're starting. And to remove and to exchange. You really want to create an exchange. We want to accomplish chil. We don't want to accomplish.
We're transferring.
Okay, transferring. Fine.
I'm getting something back.
Okay, fine. Transfer. We want to transfer. That's what we call chil. You want to transfer. So right away we should be bothered. Kaparasi is not a problem. This is my kapara. Okay, that can mean transfer. kapara means not me. Yeah, the bird. The bird's going to get it. The din, not me. That's fine. But the first two words are very problematic. Because the Gemara is clear as day that the word chalifasi and the word tumarasi are reserved words which are hatfasa. Hatfasa is not transfer. Hatfasa is extension. It's an additional, an expansion of the Kedusha. Nothing has changed at the source. Nothing. Everything remains the same. We have expanded the Kedusha from the source to the target, to another object. Right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara was playing around with these expressions. When it comes to the word tachas, tachas is transfer. Transfer means it's no longer here, it's now here. Hatfasa means it's here and it's here. So these two expressions don't seem to work very well with our Gemara. So let's put aside the expression chalifasi for the moment. Okay, let's ignore. Let's only focus on the word tumarasi. And by the way, the Maril, when he quotes the Nusach, he quotes four Lashonas. Ze chalifasi, ze tachti, ze tumarasi, and ze kaparasi. I looked in a couple of Sidurim yesterday. No one says tachti. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Nusach. The Mishnah Berurah, he really goes to town, the Minhag of Kaparis. Thus, he really quotes all the laws and all the details, all the customs. It's very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, he discussed this. And he says the Nusach. This is the Nusach. Ze chalifasi, ze timurasi, ze kaparasi. Many other contemporaries of the Mishnah, those that precede the Mishnah Berurah, they derech agav, some of them say ze tachti. They don't say the word timurasi. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, also, contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't quote the Mishnah Berurah, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, look in the Gemara, in Masechta Temurah, on Daf Chavav, How can you possibly say the word tumarasi, but tumarasi is hatfasa? And if you're so concerned for chatach, you have chatach, so if you say tachti instead of tumarasi, you preserve the Rashi Tevos of chatach. And tachti is a much better word because tachti is transfer. Tumarasi is expansion. You don't want to expand. You don't want the din to remain. What would it mean to tumarasi when you're dealing with a bird? There's a din upon me. Let that din remain. There's a chiyuv misa. Let it remain. And let the chiyuv misa extend to the bird as well. So we'll both die.
It's extension.
Extension. Let the bird also die. We'll both die. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to transfer the din to the bird and remove it from oneself. Yeah.
In the case of Tamura itself, the person who's trying to do Tamura, he doesn't want to extend. He wants to exchange.
But he fails.
He uses the word Tamura.
I hear what you're saying. I hear. Okay, maybe that's a yeshiv. That's a yeshiv for this. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But yet. But when we're dealing with something where we're trying to account for this minhag, how can we use it? So the Aruch HaShulchan says you should not say, like we have in our Sidurim, ze chalifasi, ze timuras, ze kabras. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's better to say ze chalifasi, ze tachti, and ze kaparasi. Because the word tachti, as you see clearly from the Gemara is clear as day, tachti is transfer. Can give me both. But it can at least mean transfer. Tumurasi les man de polik does not mean transfer. It means expansion.
Yeah, huh?
Expansion. Okay, so therefore, in Echonamitz Machalik Zapoisim, what is the correct nusach? Our minik for every reason. Now, what do I want to all this? Okay, fine. So this stuff is very nice. But wait a minute. Why is the Aruch HaShulchan? He's not the only one that plays around with this. Everyone is busy with this. Tumurasi, you should say, it should really be tachti, not tumarasi, or should not be like he's saying. It's not a matter of what the result is, it's a matter of what your kavan is. But what about chalifasi? How come no one is busy with chalifasi? Chalifasi is also, the Gemara is clear as a chalifasi means expansion. Chalifasi, no one holds chalifasi means exchange. So it could be everyone is quiet because we have no alternative. We have to preserve chatach. So when it comes to tumurasi, you can exchange word tumurasi for the word tachti. The Gemara gives another word, and the word the Gemara meaning can mean exchange. When it comes to chalifasi, we have no other solution. So we're stuck. So we don't chat with the word chalifasi. However, we're not really stuck because I discovered by accident in looking over this sugya that this Gemara has a parallel Gemara in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi also discusses, not in this Masechta, in a different Masechta, in Masechta Nazir. In Masechta Nazir, Perek He, this Perek of Perek Beis, Halacha He, Halacha Aleph, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, in the Yerushalmi, discuss exactly this Gemara, but there the Gemara is different. And there the Gemara presents same, when it comes to Tachti, there's the same Achleikas. But Chalifasi, there's a Machleikas in the Gemara. The Bavli, there's no less. Everyone in the Bavli holds Chalifasi is Hatfasa. But in the Yerushalmi, there's a Machleikas. There are two opinions. One opinion says Chalifasi is an expansion, like the Bavli. And there's opinion in the Yerushalmi, Chalifasi can go both ways. Chalifasi also can mean an exchange. So then we will really accommodate. If you go and you like the Aruch HaShulchan, you change the girsa from Tumurasi to Tachti with the word Chalifasi, then all three expressions are expressions of exchange or in business when you're following an opinion in the Yerushalmi, which does not appear in the Bavli. Now I want to bring out a point of what is the point of disagreement between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. And this touches upon something which I always found to be amazing. I'm going to give you a few examples. Let me just say, we have a sitter here. Can you just place that sitter?
In exchange.
Yeah.
I'm giving my sin to the chicken.
Yeah.
But in exchange, I have to get something back.
You don't know. You know. It's not an exchange. It's not an exchange. It's a transfer, like you said. It's a transfer. There's no exchange. It's a transfer.
That's
not it. It's a transfer. We think Chalifasi is saying no. So Chalifasi does not mean an exchange. Chalifasi means a transfer, according to the Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, Chalifasi. What? Chalifasi is transfer.
Transfer is a one-way street.
One-way street. According to the Yerushalmi,
exchange is two-way.
Right. So Chalifasi, according to the Yerushalmi, is a transfer. You have an object that has worth $1,000 that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, which is also Behana. It's Berek HaBayis, not Kedush HaGof. You have a piece of silver. It doesn't go on the Mizbeach. It's worth $1,000. You have a piece of silver which is mundane. I wanted to derive pleasure from a piece of silver A. So you do a chalipin. I do. It's not an exchange. We translate the word. We're not precise in our translation. We do a transfer. I transfer the sanctity that rests upon object A to object B. It's a one-way transfer. Now object A is completely mundane, and I can use it for my private benefit. Transfer. So when you use the word Zech Chalifasi with regard to the chicken in the middle of Kaparis, you are transferring the din that is upon oneself to the bird. According to the Yerushalmi, the word Chalifasi is a valid word to refer to transfer. According to the Bavli, there's no such thing. The word Chalifasi, it was a word which refers to expansion. You're not accomplishing, but at least we're in business according to the Yerushalmi. Now I want to point out, where does this disagreement between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi come from? Now let me give you other examples. Now I don't have all the source in front of me, so you just have to do a little homework and you have to trust me. I didn't have the sum available yesterday to look up these things because it's not easy to find the sources for all of these things. But I'll give you one example of Kaddish Drabanan. Every day after Rabbi Shmuel, the Yisraelim recite Kaddish. And they say Kaddish Drabanan, they say Al Yisrael, Val Rabanan, Val Tal Mi, they heard Val Kol Tal Mi, they sang Mi, they heard Kol Mo, and the Otskim Rai, Sadi Vyashra, the Adain, Vidi Vachalasav Yasar. Yehelahon, Meshmi upon them, Ulachon, upon two different expressions upon them, Shlom Rabba, a lot of peace. Now, three words. Chino, Vichisto, Virachanin. What do these three words mean? Chino, Vichisto, Virachanin. Three words. These three words mean exactly the same thing. They are the two of these words, I don't have the sources, are targumim of the word chen. There is chino. I don't remember. They're all the same. They're all the targum of one word. Maybe it refers to rachamim. Rachamim, pity.
Can't you say chino is chonein?
There are many of you can say different things, but here...
But it makes sense.
I don't know why you go to it. Chen v'chesed v'rachman was an expression found...
No, but it's different words. Chino v'chesed. You have to look at this. That's why I was afraid to say this. You have to look at this form. They have the sources. There is a word. There is a chut. There is a common denominator between these three words. Chino, v'chisto, v'rachamim. There are different targum. There are two major targumim. Targum Unkelus, or three, I'm sorry, three. Targum Unkelus, Targum Yerushalmi, and Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. There are three different targumim. The three targumim represent, they're not just, even though it's very short, most of the time, the words that each targum uses to translate is filled with very deep interpretation of the pasuk. And small nuances make a big difference. I'm sure you'll know the Sefer Torah Shlema of Menachem Kasher. Familiar with Torah Shlema? Torah Shlema is a classic. Menachem Kasher was a goyim sheva goyim. So in this, in the work, in his work, he has many like mini kuntresim. Really, they're svar in the Torah Shlema, and he has there one sefer about showing that all of the disagreements of the Tanoim, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, are all really rooted in very fine nuances in the Targumim. Targum Beis Shammai is going like Targum Yerushalmi, and Beis Hillel is going like Targum Unkelus. Gives many examples. It's incredible. You have the same idea here in these three words. I don't have the source, but the word chino v'chisto v'rachamim are all the targum, different targumim of the same idea of rachmanis. And that's why these three are all grouped together. They're all said because we want to cover all ground. We want to cover the targum unkelus, the targum yonasan ben uziel, and the targum yerushalmi. I'll give you another example. I don't have here the sources. I don't even have the Targum Yerushalmi. We did not have the original Targum Yerushalmi because in the Mikros Gedolos we'll have snippets of the Targum Yerushalmi. It was missing. Recently, I think like 50 years ago, I think accidentally the Vatican released, it was an accident, they released the complete Targum Yerushalmi. It's an amazing thing. It was missing for 1,000 years. They had a copy, a full copy of Targum Yerushalmi. The Yehuda Mikros Gedolos, they have the new ones, they have on the side Targum Yerushalmi here and there, a snippet. What happened to the whole pasuk? The whole Targum Yerushalmi was a complete translation of the entire Torah. What happened? This goes back before the Talmud, before anything. This is like before the Midrashim. This is the first Torah Shebal Peh that was put in writing. Where is it? It was missing. Today we have it. You have to get there. Certain Sram, which now he published, Menachem Kasher, he published the complete Targum Yerushalmi based upon this manuscript this thing that was released from the Vatican. Whatever the case is, I'll give you another example. In a get, there are three words. Do I have it over here? This one doesn't have the Targum Yerushalmi, but in a get, there are three words that are used to describe a get. And the three words, a lot of the Farsha, they come from the three Targum. It's called, the Nusach is a Sefer Krisus, and this is a Get Piturin, a Sefer Tachrichen. One Get Piturin is the Targum of the Yerushalmi for a Get, Krisus, and Sefer Tachrichen is a Targum of Yerushalmi. So, this idea where we take the translation, the different Targumim, their translations, it's actually written into the get, three expressions. What is this man giving this woman? He's giving her three things. Giving her one thing. We want to make sure that it's kosher, so we describe it with the Targum Unkelus translation, we describe it with the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel's translation, and we describe with the translation of the Targum Yerushalmi. Okay, so two examples. Get, Kaddish Rabban, Chino Chisto V'rachat. I don't have the exact psukim targumim, but it's very interesting. I want to give you now another example. This thing right here. What is the targum? This I saw in the Sefer Daf Al Adaf. He explains what's shot in the Bavli. The Bavli says. He doesn't say what I'm saying, but he says. Just the basic idea is we have here lo yivaker bein toiv lo rav lo yimer. The Bavli says that the word chalipin. Zo Khalifasi is hatfasa. It is equivalent to the word tumur. Just like tumura, there's no disagreement it refers to. expansion, it's not transfer. The Gemara, the Bavli says, is another word which no one disagrees, it's called transfer. And that word is chalipin. Where did the Bavli get this idea from? So it's fascinating to know that Targum Unkelis in Parshas Vayikra, where it says Lo Yivaker Bein Tov L'Ra V'Lo Yimirenu, Yimirenu is Tumurasi. What's the Targum for Yimirenu? Lo Yivaker Bein Tav Levish V'Lo Yachalfine. V'Im Chalfa Yachalfine. You do it in Homer Yomer V'Yehu Tumurasi. Unbelievable. So you see, the Targum Unkelis says the word chalipin is equivalent to the word tamura.
They're interchangeable.
And they're just like tamura. That's what the Torah says. The Torah defines the word tamura is hatfasa, expansion, not transfer. Targum Unkelis says the word chalipin is the translation of tamura. So the Gemara of the Bible, it's clear as day, it means transfer. What about the Yerushalmi? How could it be that Yerushalmi, there's an opinion in the Yerushalmi that's chaylik on the Bavli, that the word Yachali Zez Chalifasi is transfer and not Hatfasa when it's a Targum Unkelis? So here, in the least this is close, we have the snippet from the Targum Yerushalmi on the Pasuk of Lo Yamireno, Lo Yefashpesh Ben Tavlevish. V'lo yafreg yosei. Different words. Doesn't say the word chalipin. The Targum Yerushalmi does not translate the word yimirenu with the word yechalfine. He translates with a different word, yafreg. It's a completely different word. Different word, which means to transfer. Hatfasa, to expand. Different word. Why did the Targum Yerushalmi choose a different word? It's very possible, because Targum Yerushalmi holds that the word Yachalifenu is not the correct word. Yachalifenu does not mean Hatfasa. Yachalifenu means transfer, like the opinion of the Yerushalmi. So I want to just try to bring out is that it's very possible that the machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, if the word chalipin is hatfasa or is transfer, is rooted in the Targumim, that which preceded the whole the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Midrashim. It's rooted. The Targum Onkelis translates it. Translates it both Targums and Yonasim and Uziel. Targum Unkelis and the Targum Yonasim and Uziel do translate the word Yamirenu Yachalfine. Targum Yonasim and Uziel translates it V'Ani Kol D'Chalfun. Also use the word. No, I take that back. I'm sorry. That's a different pasuk. That's pasuk lama base. Kol Asher Yavar. He's like Targum Yerushalmi. Lo Yifashpesh Ben Tavlish V'Lo Yifargine. Okay, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel is like the Targum Yerushalmi. So on one side you have Targum Unkelis, on the other side you have Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel and Targum Yerushalmi, who translate the word to mean a different word. Yifargine. The machlekes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, is totally in the targumim of the word of Yimirenu. But now, just coming back to halacha l'maisa, so if you would follow the Aruch HaShulchan, you would be safe. Because then when you say, zo chalifasi, zo tachti, and zo kaparasi, so kapara for sure is transfer. Tachti for sure is transfer. And according to the Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel and the Targum Yerushalmi, and one opinion in the Yerushalmi, the word chalipin is also transfer, not hatfasa. So then you're mamish doing to the bird what you really want to do is you really want to remove the din upon oneself and transfer it to the bird. But one of the various things I saw, which is the opposite, I saw halach, is are you allowed to do kaparis with one bird for many members of your family? Take the same bird, twirl it around all the kids, husband, wife. So it's brought down. What?
They do that in the
are you allowed to do that?
They do that in the yeshiva.
The truth is, these are all minhagim. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to use money. Okay, you can do whatever you want. Let's talk about. So it's discussed. So some of the mafarshim say this. It's better not. And if you could afford, I mean, it's not a cheap thing. And also, you have to shchid in every bird. It's not such a simple thing. But if you could avoid, and this is what they said. This is unbelievable because since the nusach is that tumurasi. This is my tamura. One of the basic yisoidos of the Masechta Tamura is a tamura can only be done by an individual. A tamura cannot be done by a tzibur, by a group, partners, because the pasuk is written b'loshen yochid, and this yisoid repeats itself over and over in this Masechta. Lo yach v'lo yomir also b'loshen yochid, and since the nusach is tamurasi, so it has to be like a tamura, and a tamura that's done by a tzibur, by a shutafim, is no good. Everyone has to have their own separate tamura, their own separate kapara. That goes against the whole idea, but if it's a tamura, then you're not getting kapara. Yeah. Tamura is hatfasa. You're expanding. Mm. You're not transferring. So you see there's a little bit of both. Like Mr. Nussbaum said, there's a little bit of both. It's not what happens. It's what your intent is. When the person makes a tamura, his intent is to transfer. He has failed. The end result is the Kedusha has been expanded. But you do see a little bit of both. The goal is to transfer, but there is some element of expansion, and it comes out in these different nuschos. So I think this is a very interesting. All comes from the Gemara. All comes from the Gemara here in Daf Chafav, on the base in Masechta Tumura, the nusach of Tumura, Chalipin, Tachti, is it Hatfasa, is it Chilul, how it ties into the Yerushalmi, how it ties into the Nusach, the Aruch HaShulchan, Chatach, HaChosei Chayim L'chol Choy, and the two Targumim, Targum Yerushalmi, Targum Unkelis, all of these things come together into a minhag that we are accustomed to every single year, Erev Yom Kippur.
Is that also Hayalov?